It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you're planning on Bill Belichick, there is a wrench in that plan. We will get to that right after we talk to Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP. You're the seventh hitter today. So you're like the Brandon Marsh of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Well, I thought you were about to, you know, talk about Bill Belichick, but, you know, it's better to bring me to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, man, Spike. Hey, I is right. What you talking about? You talking about the Queen Bee? That's why she made this song upgrade you. She had a
thing. That's true.
Like, you wearing jerseys and jeans. I put you in the Armani suit. Gotta let me upgrade you. Man, he didn't come a billionaire till he got with the Queen. Don't. Man, Queen B, it ain't even close, baby. Jay-Z, you a goat and all that, you know, entrepreneur, but Queen B took you to the next. A
lot of R&B singers, and very many Jay-Zs.
He went from ashy to classy when he got with Beyonce.
Hey, Spike, you a bulldog. I love you. You love to argue. You know what I noticed about you, Spike?
It's in my blood, brother. Yeah.
You know what you got that Otis syndrome. You know what Otis is? Otis syndrome?
No.
Also a Jay-Z song.
Well, I know Otis is a Jay-Z song. Well, that was a Crown song. It was a
Kanye.
Otis was a Jay-Z Kanye song. Yep. But yeah, go ahead.
But I remember all the Temptations when he was like, "They coming to see the Temptations." He said, "Ain't nobody coming
to see you, Otis."
Yeah, Bike, did you? We coming to listen. We coming to listen to the afternoon show. Bike, come on now. I think this is a solo act.
No,
Bike Eskin and.
Look, Corey, just because you're used to the person sitting in this chair not having any opinions doesn't mean that I don't.
Oh, now he's throwing.
I'm just saying.
Hey, but let's get on the topic at hand. Yeah. Yes, this is a must-win Sunday. Every game in today, like 6-2, 7-3 is must-win. They got some kind of disease going through this locker room, and they got to get this cured. And the only way to cure this is winning. And I don't care if Jalen Hurts got to hand the ball off 50 feet. Because, see, I know what y'all want to try to do. Y'all want to try to twist it. I don't see – I'm a Jalen Hurts supporter. That's my
really?
Man. But I don't give a damn about how they win. I don't care if he throw the ball three times and we hand it off 50. If we win the game, that's all I care about. I'm birds over everything, and I need to get this win, and I need to get this, you know, this mentality and this bad, you know, juju out of my locker room. So we got to win against the New Jersey Giants on Sunday. It's a must-win, a must-W. And you know what? Jalen Hurts might go ahead and have a good game. I might throw that in there. You know, he might do a little something on Sunday.
Might need him to.
Yeah.
Might need to.
Well, if the Giants are going to decide that Saquon's not beating them, it's going to be.
I don't care about no Giants. You, the New Jersey Giants, please. That's the opening act, man. Man, come on, man. We ain't worried about them.
Well, I'd be worried about a couple of guys on their defensive line if I were you. Yeah.
I ain't worried about who am I supposed to be worried about? Sexy Dexy? Come on, man.
Dude, he's got 7 sacks. He's a tackle.
Hey.
Damn, 7?
He's got 7 sacks.
Damn. A defensive player of the year.
Good.
He had a blocked field goal, but I ain't seen touch the quarterback.
Look, and by the way, Burns is there too. Brian Burns is there too, who's also really good. I'm just, and we also, Burns is going to, he'll probably just line up over Fred Johnson
Thomas.
The whole time.
That's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, your boy better have a good game.
Hey, man, this is we're going on a run. Like I said, it's a must win until we 7-3.
Wait till Jack Fritz saves the Eagles season.
Let me get my icon. Let me get my icon.
Yeah, of the 2000s. Okay.
Yep. But this is above a lot of people's heads. See, because me, I was you know, a 90s baby. I grew up in the 2000s. Remember how Mia Hamm was like the lady soccer player on all commercials with Jordan and all that?
Oh, yeah.
She was.
That's my icon of the 2000s.
Mia Hamm?
Yeah.
That's a big answer.
I don't ever try to dip me.
That's a good answer.
Man, I know who she is.
Okay.
Corey's like,
how do you go with me? Hold on. Listen, as at least I know there's one other female that was much more of a face of the 2000s than Mia Hamm.
Right. You right, but I didn't know if somebody already said that.
Okay.
Misty May Traynor?
I don't want to give, you know, a big ass off the board. I kind of mix it up. I create.
Okay, my bad, my bad.
This guy's like, Jay-Z's not really that big. I'm picking Mia Hamm. What are you talking about? All right, Corey.
All right.
Thank you, man. Wow, what a call from Corey.
Mia Hamm, I would not have expected that.
By the way.
She was a North Carolina player. That's why she was in the commercials.
By the
Nike.
Way. This guy, Jack Frith over here, mm-hmm. does a new Twitter poll, by the way, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers.
What did he do?
Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com.
Just like I make you feel like a world champion every
day. Does Spike need to move back to New York if the Eagles lose to the Giants on Sunday? Now, for what it's worth, I have not moved. I still live in North Jersey.
There, yeah.
And I don't think there's a job for me in New York. What do you think the poll results are here?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine that's over 90%.
81%.
Oh, 81,
right,
not bad.
Yeah.
Hell,
not bad.
You're warming up to some people.
I just don't like how we're taking away responsibility from the sports teams and putting it all on me. Does that mean, but by the way, this is just like the Bryce thing. If it turns around, do I get to take credit?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, well, nobody wanted to give me credit when I made Bryce hustle. You know, and have a good game.
One game.
Yeah, wow.
For one game.
Well, that's on him.
You couldn't pull all the stops.
Yeah, that's on him, yeah.
couldn't do something in the NLDS?
Well, JT doesn't listen to the radio station. Trey Turner doesn't listen to the radio station. That one's on you, Fritz.
Yeah. Trey definitely shouldn't listen to the radio station.
No.
You know he can't.
No. Wait till you're in Detroit with Tobias. Then you can listen to the radio station. You guys can listen together. All right. So, if you've heard... It's been proved that Tom Brady is now a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And how he's going to still be an announcer, a national announcer, is beyond me. But he is a Raiders owner now. Kirk Minahan, who used to be a host on our station in Boston, WEEI, and now does a podcast for Barstool, still in Boston, has connections within Boston. And Kirk said the following. So if you had a dream that Bill Belichick was going to coach here, I think Tom Brady's word, and there is something, you know, we think of the Giants with Bill Belichick, you know, that he might go there,
mm-hmm.
but there is something Hollywood-esque about him going to the Raiders. He seems like he could be a really good Raiders head coach, I think.
Yeah, I would have never envisioned him in the silver and black, but yeah, I guess so. I mean, especially if Tom Brady is there and is going to try to sell him on coming to Vegas. There's no quarterback there.
Yeah.
So
not right now.
Yeah, so they certainly now they find a way to get Shedeur Sanders.
They could.
Yeah.
They could sign Sam Darnold.
Could sign Sam Darnold this offseason. That would be if I'm Bill Belichick, I don't have time for a rookie quarterback.
No.
Well, especially because of the Mac Jones debacle.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's not going to be a guy that develops anybody. So you may as well get a veteran in there if you're going to get Bill Belichick.
Well,
he's going to have some options, man. I mean, the Giants might be actually playing too well. They might believe in Dable.
I don't think it matters.
Either way.
Yeah.
Jets, possibly Giants, possibly Eagles, possibly Cowboys. The Cowboys, should be the Cowboys, and Las Vegas. I mean, that's five.
Yeah.
That should be landing spots for him.
See, the thing with the Cowboys.
Does he want to deal with Jerry Jones?
That's the thing with the Cowboys. Like, does he want to be involved in that?
By the way, I don't know if you saw his follow-up quotes, but Jerry Jones doubled down on what he said on a podcast with Diane Rossini.
Yeah.
And he said something to the effect of, you know, if people are going to say that about me, it's not going to be people that I'm paying that say that. And he does not pay those guys in Dallas at all. I don't think Jerry's paying so many people.
He don't even know.
He doesn't know. He does not pay Shannon RJ in Dallas one penny. So, yeah, I guess unless Jerry Jones is willing to say, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore as GM or whatever. But mm-hmm. I don't think Jerry Jones walks away from
that. There's no way he's walking away from being a GM.
And if Tom Brady got rid
of two Hall of Fame coaches.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if the option to go to the, now, if the Raiders need a quarterback, we mentioned Sam Darnold, you know, who is going to be a free agent. Could I interest him in a young but a quarterback who's been to the Super Bowl, has 5 seasons under his belt, is already under contract. You know, he just wins.
Trade Jalen.
Yeah.
Trade Jalen. Okay.
Also, Carson, a free agent.
Oh, God.
Broncos, a free agent this summer.
Come on. That's right. Come on.
Patrick Mahomes keeps this nonsense up. We're gonna put Carson in.
Yeah, if Patrick keeps stalling this offense out, they're going to need a real quarterback in there.
On a side note,
yeah,
I've already put him on my bench this week in fantasy football.
Mahomes?
Yes.
You benched Mahomes?
Yes.
Sending a message to your team?
Now, I don't know if it's going to stay that way. Don't play till Sunday. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
My initial reaction is, well, I got Jared Goff.
Yeah. There's points there.
Right? Like Mahomes is not really getting me points.
I have Purdy sitting on my bench. I have Josh Allen up there. Purdy keeps putting up numbers, too. Can you imagine benching Patrick Mahomes in fantasy?
Yeah. That's why I said it's early. It's not Sunday. I may wake up Sunday like, nah, I think I need to have him in there.
215-592-9494. Noel in Boston. You're on WIP.
You got it right, Spike. It's Noel. I can thank Jack for that. It's been a while since I called. Nice to meet you, and it's an honor to speak with you. But I think I got to take you to task on my first call, if that's okay.
Wait, me?
Get him.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay, Noel.
you and Ike, I got to take you both to task.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, this whole conversation, Nick, Jalen, Nick, what's the problem? And what are we asking about this football team? What are the problems? They got slow starts, right? What's the football team's identity? What's up with the play calling? You know, is Jalen limited? And I kind of feel like you guys try to take Kurt's words and twist what he was actually saying. Like at one point, Spike, you said, I feel like Kurt was twisting himself in a pretzel not to throw Jalen under the bus. But I think Kurt was saying exactly how he felt, right? And he had a different take. I enjoyed who was the old GM that you had on?
Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, Lombardi. I liked his take too, and I took some value from that. But I think what Kurt said means something. Like, they haven't really run this RPO offense, which is what Jalen was comfortable with, right? And like Kurt said, he had 2 concepts that they run over and over and over, and he said because they're good at it. They connect with it. But they don't even run it.
Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't.
We don't know if it works.
Sure, we do.
Well, yeah.
They run it constantly. They do run it.
But Spike, here's the thing: we'll run the football right and get 3 yards, and they abandon the run game. Like, why are we paying Saquon $27.5 million and he's not touching the football?
Dude, in the NFL, he's like 8th in touches per game. He's 8th. And can I tell you this? Hold on. He's like 8th in touches per game. And one of the reasons that his touches aren't even higher is because they're never winning. When you see the players who have more touches than Saquon Barkley, it's players whose teams are up, which means he gets the ball. And you don't, I'm sorry, everyone says, well, we ran it 3 yards, and then we didn't run it again. Jalen Hurts has to throw the football sometimes. I'm sorry. You can't just run it for 2 yards every time and then hope that Saquon's going to. And the defenses now, if the last 2 defenses are any indication, are going to decide that they're going to put extra guys on the line of scrimmage to stop Saquon Barkley running.
They're saying, we're going to make Jalen Hurts beat us.
I hear you, but I'll make one statement and then 2 quick points, and I'll go because I know you guys got other calls to get to.
Yes, sir.
At one point in this game last Sunday, Jalen started slow, but at one point he was 10 for 10 with a touchdown. So he can throw the ball.
Wait, hold on. So was Deshaun Watson.
Who was? He was 10 for 10?
Yes. I think it was 13 for 14. I think it was 13 for 14 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaylen's he is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
But that's our defense's fault. That's another conversation. But here, you're going to put that on Jalen?
No, what I'm telling you is just because Jalen was 10 for 10 at one point doesn't make Jalen doing the job that we need him to do.
I understand that. But here, beginning of the season, it was like, can't handle the blitz. He's been doing really well at that. Mm-hmm. Then it was, right, we got to stop the turnovers. He didn't have any turnovers on Sunday. Was it a fantastic, great game, blow our doors off? No, but he was efficient. It was what, 68% completions, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, I thought he played a good game Sunday.
He did a good game.
Yeah.
But here's the points I really wanted to make. This is why I think this comes back to Sirianni, is this team has no identity. Whose job is it and on an NFL franchise to set the identity for the football team. Who sets the identity for the Detroit Lions? Who sets the identity for the 49ers? Mm-hmm. Who sets the identity for the Chargers now? Whose job is that?
It's the head coach.
And whose job is it to have your team prepared coming off a bye week to play one of the worst teams in football and score points? Whose job is that?
It's the head coach.
Yeah.
It's the head coach.
Yeah, but so no. But what I would say here, Noel, is that no one is disagreeing about those particular things. But if we're talking about why the offense specifically looks the way it does, let's even forget about them executing. Why does it look? Why are they running a very simple offense? Why are they only throwing outside the hash marks on the side of the field? Why are they always in shotgun? All these things that people are asking because they said they expected to see something different. That's Jalen.
It could be, but what did we see all through OTAs and training camp? What did they install
Nothing.
In OTAs and training camps?
We didn't see anything because it wasn't televised.
Well, there was play action that was televised. As a matter of fact, the very first play of this season against the Packers, Jalen was under center, and the play to the throw to Calcaterra last week.
Yeah,
right. That was at a pistol where mm-hmm. you could put the back directly behind the quarterback.
Yeah, but pistol's not under center. It's not the same thing.
It's not under center, but it was still a play action roll out pass to the right that got us 20 some yards. Okay. What I'm saying is to answer your question about why is it the same offense? I mean, it is clear that whatever game plan was installed and practiced during OTAs and training camp is not what's on the field today. And I think it is obvious. I mean, Nick told us. What did he say 2 weeks ago in the press conference? Yeah, Kellen's in the driver's seat. But like when I'm driving the car, my wife is sitting in the passenger seat. She's telling me where to go, and I'm doing sort of the same thing.
So no, I just don't agree.
He should not have said that.
Yeah, and here's what. Tell you what the biggest difference is? He's actually playing teams that are trying to defend them now. I mean, there's an enormous difference. I've never been in training camp, but I'm sure Ike can attest to this. Mm-hmm. There's an enormous difference between how the defense on your own team is playing you in training camp and when another team that is trying to obliterate you and can actually hit you is playing you. And the speed of what is happening now, before you go, give us your face of the 2000s.
Oh, wait. Okay. One quick question and I will give my face.
Sure.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Maybe, is it possible that Jalen is having struggles because he's got two different voices in two different ears giving him two different philosophies?
I don't believe that's possible.
Yeah. I just don't. I guess
anything is possible. I just don't believe that's happening.
They have such a close eye on him right now, especially considering they almost fired him. And think about this, Noel. Think about this. You're Kellen Moore. You got hired by Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie. This was not a Nick Sirianni pick. So you're Kellen Moore. Your career on some level depends on the success that you have here. So you get here and you are told you're going to run the offense. They get it out there publicly. You're going to run the offense. And all of a sudden, Nick Sirianni's coming in there and going, no, do this. Don't you think if you were Kellen Moore, you would just go to Howie Roseman and say, this guy's not let me do what I need to do?
I think you should. So if we lose on Sunday, I don't think we will. But if we do, and the offense doesn't look great, do we need to hear from Howie or Jeffrey next week?
They don't speak during the season.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably want to. All right, let me give you my person. Good show, guys. This is a great conversation. Look, I hope we win. I'm kind of with Jack. I feel like we're going to win.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to go on some crazy run. But I feel like we're going to win this game. I think Cincinnati will be a test.
Give us your face of the 2000s, Noel.
All right. I like you guys. I wish I could hang out here all day.
All right.
I don't know if this was said because I actually had to get off the phone for a while. I just drove up here from Philly, actually. I'm going to go with, now I'm forgetting his name, Russell Crowe.
That's a good one.
Russell Crowe.
It's a good one. It's absolutely a good one.
I think Gladiator came out in May of 2000, so he kicked off the decade, and I'd say that's an iconic film.
Yeah, I love Gladiator.
Yeah, I love Gladiator.
There you go.
Are you going to see Gladiator too?
I'll see it. No. I don't have very high expectations, but I'll see it. I loved Gladiator.
Yeah. I don't even normally like those type of movies, but I like that one.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
But there's something, that movie, that movie.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the Lintress?
I don't remember.
I don't think she was she wasn't a famous actress, right? I think
so. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Gladiator, that's a classic.
Yes.
I might watch that.
I thought Jack was looking up the love interest.
Well, it's Connie Nielsen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's who it is. Yeah.
Gladiator 2 has some big actors in it.
Yeah? Yeah. All right, coming up next, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP.
Denzel's in Gladiator 2.
Oh, I don't think
Denzel Washington is?
Yeah.
I'm definitely out.
You're out? I thought you loved Denzel.
I do.
You don't want to see him in Gladiator?
Well, I didn't see any brothers in the other two Gladiators I watched.
Well, this is a new era.
I'm talking about the, who was the original? Charlton Heston, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did the original.
Yeah. What? So there can't be a black guy now?
Well, I'm just saying. It doesn't stay true to the Gladiator thing, man.
Okay. All right. Coming up next.
I don't know why I said that.
Well, it was funny. I did. Now I'm going to think of well, whatever. I don't want to go down that road. Coming up next, everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, the top 5 at 5. Jack, what do we have in store? Give us a tease.
People I disappoint the most.
Oh.
People you disappoint the most? No, or people that have disappointed you?
No, that I disappoint.
Okay. I can come up with my own list. I'm going to do my own top 5 after that. Top 5 most disappointing things Jack has done. Yeah, that's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, let me tell you about one of the biggest events of the year going on now through October 26th. Now, it's the Mark's Jewelers annual half-off, half-the-shore sale. That's right, 50% off select diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond bracelets, earrings, watches, and more. Mark's Jewelers half-off, half-the-store sale is happening at both Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Get an early jump on the holidays with a perfect gift from Mark's. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.